It was in mid-40s that I first met and came to know Mama Khapru of Goa. My friend, the wonderful tabla player and teacher, Taranath Hattangadi, was the one who got us together. I had already known about Khapruji as a pakhawaj player, but more about his layakari and ginatkari, or the tremendous command over the calculative approach of laya, tempo, and talas, rhythmic cycles. I even had heard a 78 RPM 3.5 minutes record of his, where against a nagma or lahara played on sarangi, playing teen tal of 16 beats, he first counted the numbers ranging from 9 to 15 and recited a short pakhawaj bol composition for each of the numbers. Hearing this record, I had marveled at his uncanny control and ability to do this. One found such perfect control over laya very much there in the north till about early 20th century, mostly among the Dhrupad and Dhamar singers and the pakhawaj players, and some Kathak dancers. But with the popularity of khyal singing along with sitar, sarod, sarangi and tabla, when most of the musicians developed and concentrated upon more tayari, virtuosity, beauty, and to attract, please, and excite the listeners even more. Of course, there were some rare exceptions. Whereas in the Carnatic system of South, precision of laya has always been there among singers, instrumentalists, and especially the drummers, and is more so even today. This aspect has improved in northern Hindustani system in general since about 40-50 years. I personally was attracted and applied layakari as much as ragdari from my earliest musical career. I found Khapruji, maybe in his 70s then, to be a sweet-natured, very simple old man without any air of being such a unique musician. Out of 3 or 4 times that I saw him, he was once in my recital at some music circle at Bombay, sitting in the front. Boy, was I nervous that evening, but I was rewarded afterwards by his appreciation and blessing. In the other meetings, I remember having requested him to recite some bandishes and complicated countings. He lighted up and I heard some mind-boggling complex drum compositions orally from him. He always was counting new ones even in his sleep. His breathing and even talking was affected by very fast pulses as micro divisions of beats. He even talked like this. Etc. Like some of the very great musicians I have met in my life, I will always cherish the memory of this astounding person, Mama Khapru.